We got one here. We'll do the spike plug.
Okay.
Gotta excuse myself.
I can't understand why.
Appreciate you having us. 645 would have been better. Tell you that right now. You can put that on the record.
All right.
Grab a pack if they're in that box.
Okay.
You will follow along.
What did I say?
All right, we're going to call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Jeff Gentz.
Here.
Ron Frederick.
Oh,
here. Ed Kubicki.
Here.
Jeff Wamble.
Here.
Sorry. John Franco.
Here.
Monica Juhas.
Here.
David Celebri. Carly Boyce. John Cargill.
Here. Number three, citizens' comments. Any citizens wishing to speak? Did you want to speak, Mary?
No.
Oh, I thought that was a call on me. All right. Seeing none, citizens' comments are closed. Reports from the chair, I have none. I'll let this speak for itself. This is a glorious day, and I'm ecstatic and to the moon, and I'm pumped up, and I'm Mr. AAA, and life is good. I don't have any comments. I'm on the We Save 2 Million in AAA planet, man. All right, reports from the committee. Anybody have any reports? It's not a you have one. Okay. Seeing none, that is closed. Finance, resolution authorizing and providing for the sale and issuance of $15,610,000 general obligation promissory notes, series 2021A, and all related details. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd like to say that the resolution that you'll be considering is actually for a lower dollar amount, and that was provided today by your bond attorney. And Patty, is it just going to be handed out at the board meeting?
The resolution?
Yeah. They're at the board meeting. Okay. So the actual resolution has been downsized to $15,445,000 from the $15,610,000. So you'll be approving $15,445,000 for the promissory notes.
That's $165,000 less than
in principal, correct? So, and that's a result of the bids that we received. So last month you authorized us to proceed with the issuance on a competitive basis. This morning we took bids on this issue. So if you turn to the first page behind the cover, it's kind of a summary. First of all, just to point out, once the approval was done, we prepared official statement. We had a visit with your rating agencies. So Standard & Poor's, who's probably one of the two most recognized, would be Standard & Poor's and Moody's. But Standard & Poor's upgraded you from a AA1 to a AAA rating, which is the highest rating you can get. It's like the best credit score you can have when it comes to government. Fitch rating still has you as a AA1, and believe me, a AA1 is a fantastic rating as well. So with the results of today's sale, we had six bids for the notes, with Piper Sandler out of Minneapolis being the low bid. And we look at what's called the TIC, or a bid, which is the average interest rate with the time value of money, including any underwriter discounts. So the low bid came at 0.8992%, so that's 10-year money at an average of 8.992%. The high bid was 1.109, which was a difference of about $198,000. So the benefit of having a competitive process is you're able to take that lowest bid. So we've kind of summarized some of the other results here. As mentioned, we were able to downsize the principal of this issue by $165,000. That's kind of a combination of the discount that was taken. We can offset by a premium bidding and the estimated issuance expenses. So we were able to downsize the principal. And then we'll go into the details, but our rates came in lower than our planning estimates as well. So on page two, we highlight the six bidders that we received bids from. And on the far right is that true interest cost. So there's that 0.8992. And then you can see the other bidders besides Piper were Key Bank out of Cleveland, Morgan Stanley out of New York, J.P. Morgan out of New York, Baird out of Milwaukee, and Huntington Securities out of Chicago. And there, each of those is a little higher TIC. So some not only regional but national interest in purchasing these bonds. So with that, then we've included the schedules that were part of the preliminary planning documents. And that first page on page 3 is we have the comparison between the bond or the notes preliminary and the notes final. And once again, we are issuance expenses came in lower than our planning. Our underwriter discount came in substantially lower than our planning. We were able to offset that by a premium bid. In addition to the premium bid, we do have extra cash that's going into your debt service fund that will help offset interest expenses for the issue as well. So that's the reason for the downsize. The next couple pages are, again, this issue as well as the future planning that we've done. On the note issue, with the $165 less in premium and the premium into debt service, our overall cost to do this is about $703 less than our planning estimates. Chairman Gentz had asked about the difference between a AA rating and a AAA rating, the way the market is right now. Now, you might not have traded as a pure AAA because of that AA. It might have been a kind of a combination. But about $87,000 in interest expense would be that differential between a, on the notes between a AA1 and a AAA rating. So it's about 10 basis points over, you know, the $15 million worth of debt issuance. The last couple pages as well are, you know, we always benchmark this against your policy, and a couple things have come into play here. Is one, we've issued less debt than we shared with you a month ago, and your tax base grew significantly between last year, 2020, and 2021. You had about a TID out, a 7.9% growth in your TID out value, which is what your rates are taken against. And then I think in your TID in, you were, I don't know if I have that on here. 9.88, yes, it is on here as well. So what that does is it it helps in terms of your outstanding debt as your margin for your policy. So we actually are dropping, you have a 0.8%. With this issue, we're back down to 0.67. And even with all your future issues, we only go up to 0.75, and I think previously we're more at the 0.79. So that was a big boost in terms of tax base, so the ability to spread this debt over a larger tax base is helpful. The other thing included in here is the rating report. So, and I see we only included the S&P rating. I didn't even notice that till right now. So you have the S&P rating report, which is probably the most important one because that one talks about your upgrade to the AAA. So take the time to read that. I think it's very important to understand the credit strength here at the county. They certainly gave you extremely high marks on your management of your finances and the fact that you do plan ahead and look out into the future. And they also, in discussions with the analyst, recognize that there's been a significant amount of economic development growth in the county, and which is obviously coming to be realized in that tax-based growth as well. So those are two significant things that are important to get out of that rating report. And we can forward the Fitch one, and I know, Patty, you have it as well, if the members are late, you can distribute that. Okay, sorry about that. We're so excited about that particular rating. So, okay. Do you want to take action on that item and then move to the next one?
Yeah, we'll separate them. We'll take action on the notes and then the bond. So, do I have a motion to approve this? It's been moved by Supervisor Frederick, seconded by Supervisor Kubicki. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's passed. you caught me looking for something. I mean, really? Okay, we'll move on to number 7, finance resolution authorizing and providing for the sale and issuance of $12,055,000 general obligation highway improvement bonds, series 2021B, and all related details. Go ahead.
Thank you. Again, this one, you'll be approving a lower amount as well. It's $165,000, coincidentally, lower on this one too. So the actual item to be approved in the resolution that the bond attorneys prepared is for $11,890,000.
John, you have the floor.
Sorry, can you repeat why that was? I didn't catch it the last time.
Actually, if when we get to the sizing, I'll actually show you.
Okay.
It might be a little easier to understand.
Thank you.
So we reduced the principal of the issue on this one as well. And we didn't have quite as much interest in the bonds, and I think that's somewhat, the longer-term investments. But again, these held that AAA rating from S&P and a AA1 from Fitch. We had three bidders, still a good showing for a competitive sale. Morgan Stanley out of New York was the winning bid on this one at a TIC of 1.7988. So that's 20-year financing at less than 2%. And the high bid was 1.83. Difference in the interest between those two bids was about $71,000. Again, we were able to reduce the principal amount by $165,000, and I'll share that in a moment when we look at the details of the sizing. And our three bidders are listed on page 2 with a TIC off to the right. Morgan Stanley, and I might mention too that they were what we call a syndicate. So if you see all the underwriters listed below them, they grouped together to purchase these bonds. So they didn't bid individually, they bid as a syndicate. Baird was the what we call a cover bid out of Milwaukee, and Key Bank out of Cleveland was the third bid for this one as well. So as far as the sizing, here on page 3, again, we're comparing the preliminary and the final. So you're financing all of your project cost. What the differences are is you'll see this underwriter discount. We had estimated that at $150,000, and it came in at $27,000. So that piece is a competitive bid process as well. So the discount came in quite a bit lower. We can also use any excess premium to cover that cost. And then our cost of issuance, which is the lower line, is lower than our preliminary estimates as well, and that's partially due to the reduced size, as well as the we didn't go to Chicago, which helped reduce the amount of cost to issue the debt as well. So that's in there as well. We do have excess premium on this one, about $700,000, that goes into the debt service, will help cover interest expenses. So then, so that's the reason we were able to drop it. Two things. The underwriter discount came in lower. That's the fee that goes to the underwriter to place the debt into the market. And then the cost to issue the bonds came in lower as well. And this one on page 4, same schedules as the previous document. Because of the reduced amount of principal, the interest expense came in considerably lower than our estimates as well. This one has about $2.1 million lower than our planning estimates. So when we initially did the planning on this, we were assuming even higher interest rates than that. The other schedules are the same, and again, the S&P report is attached. The difference on this one between a AA1 and a AAA is about $211,000.
How much?
$211,000. So that's the benefit of that.
$211,000?
Yes.
I just wanted to say that again.
Okay, $211,000. So I want to congratulate you on that upgrade, too. That's pretty exciting. It is really exciting. There's not a lot of those in the state, so you should be very proud. Seven counties and not even a lot of cities.
Not that I count from.
Yeah, so you should be very, very proud of that.
I have a question, John. Sometimes in the past you had a little chart from the first of the year to now.
Yeah.
Showing how the interest rates fluctuated.
I had included that, I think, on our pre-sale report, and rates are not to the bottom of where they were maybe last year, I think, when we did all your refunding. I think it was the low within the last five, well, probably
so the rating 50. Change really helped us.
The rating change definitely helped you.
Yeah.
Well,
and rates are down from where they were.
Right,
yeah,
off the bat.
Yeah. And they're down from where they were a year ago. So some of our planning estimates were a little bit high in terms of sales. So.
Any questions? Can I have a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved by Supervisor Yukas, seconded by Supervisor Franco to approve the bond sale. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Have a motion to adjourn. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you. Man, this is outstanding news. Absolutely outstanding.
What's that?
There's three of each.
Oh,
so nine.
What?
Three of each.
Third time I put my hand away.
Oh, I have three of each.